Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to another episode of the Permission to Activate podcast. This episode, I have been waiting to record this for about 2 weeks, and now I feel like I'm finally ready. The timing hasn't been right. I've shared a little bit on social, and I was out to dinner with a couple girlfriends last night, and they were like, what is this podcast episode that you have coming? And I can't wait to hear it. So I gave them a couple, you know, a little bit of cliff notes as to what I was going to talk about on today's episode. We've had some really amazing guests coming. We're going to have a guest show coming again next week. And this solo episode, I've been nervous to record podcasts in the past, especially when we started the Destined to Be podcast. That's a whole other episode that I'll record. And I have a whole module almost that I teach using that as an example in my previous Level Up VIP groups. And we really lean into imposter syndrome and owning your voice and all of these things. And I remember being so nervous recording some of those episodes. This show is a completely different situation. I'm obsessed with the show, the guests that I'm bringing on, and the solo episodes. And this one, oh man. So I was going to record this episode a while back, and the time wasn't right. I wasn't quite ready, because what I want to talk about today is an experience that I had right about 2 weeks ago. I'm recording this on a Saturday. So yeah, right about 2 weeks ago, I had this experience, and I'm going to share a little bit about what I'm calling my death and rebirth in 2024. I had some big intentions going into this year. And I taught a workshop last weekend, and we really talked about how January almost felt like everything compacted into itself. Like, we have the chaos of the holidays, and then we go right into immediately after Christmas is in New Year's resolution, setting intentions, setting these big goals and all of the things. And sometimes I feel like everything can happen so fast that things can get a little bit murky. At least for me, I felt like things were starting to get just like stacked on top of each other where I couldn't catch a breath. Like, I was, you know, head down in my business, which is amazing. I absolutely love what I do. I love creating. I love the content. I love the groups. I love the workshops. I love all of it. However, I didn't leave a lot of time for myself, meaning on like a personal level, setting aside some quote unquote structure time just to do the practices that I know I need to do to keep going and keep like that duality of the masculine, feminine, all the harmony that we create in this space. And coming into January, mid-January, I had set aside some time to head down to Austin with some friends and really drop into ceremony, into our journey space together. We have amazing friends down in Austin. Some of our dearest friends are down there, and some of the facilitators that we work with as well. And so I head down to Austin really with the intention of creating some space, dropping into my heart center, really starting to open up some of those parts of myself, knowing that I'm headed in to release some of these things. And when I talk about ceremony space and sitting in ceremony, this is not everyone's thing, and that's okay, but it's a big part of my journey. I've had some questions, and some of the ladies that I work with are really curious as to what this looks like and how it unfolds for me. And for me, over the last year, I have sat in ceremony with various different kinds of plant medicine that has been my biggest teacher. And I am so grateful and thankful for every single experience, every individual experience, and then looking at it as a collective whole. It's been pairing it with, you know, breath work and different modalities and a lot of the somatic practices, and really welcoming this into my life as part of a practice, as part of allowing myself to go deeper in this realm, it's completely changed my life. And I'm not saying go out and do that. And if this is something that you're curious about, like, do some research, like, don't, you know, really do some research, because it has to be a full body yes when it comes to things like this. And it's not ever like a trendy thing, like, oh, I see these people doing it, I'm going to do it because I see all these people sharing about it. Like, no, you really got to check in with yourself. Make sure you're doing it. I sound like I'm on The Bachelor, for the right reasons and the right intentions. And for me, it's been a beautiful journey over the last year that I've really been able to work with this modality and really sit in ceremony with these medicines. And so this isn't my, you know, this isn't my first experience. I've done this countless times now. I can't even, you know, I don't know how many times that I've been able to experience this. And I go into this ceremony knowing my intention. I have a clear intention for what I'm calling in, what I'm releasing, all of the things. And I really wanted to center around my heart space and my heart center, really dropping into my body and starting to feel a lot of the feelings that I have never felt before, or that I've shoved down so far. That, because for me, and I've mentioned this on previous episodes, that it wasn't ever safe to feel. And anytime an uncomfortable feeling or a big feeling would come up, I would just push it down and then continue on either achieving more things or distracting myself. And, you know, I'm thankful, and I'm not bypassing or spiritual bypassing those things, but truly I am grateful for how this has unfolded, because yes, it's gotten me here, but also now that I'm here, I'm able to look at these parts of myself and really show them compassion and grace. And giving those pieces love has been one of my biggest parts of this work, because it's fucking hard. It's challenging to drop into that level of compassion for yourself. And sometimes you're not ready, and that's okay. That's part of the lesson. That's part of the teaching. And that's okay too. But for this specific one, I did a back-to-back night. That means two nights in a row. And the first night was beautiful, had a beautiful experience. And for me personally, when I move things through my body, I will either energetically or physically purge. And I just want to say, these are the type of conversations that I have with very, very close friends. So it's very sacred to me that I'm able to share this on this podcast for whoever needs to listen to it. So take what you will from this episode. And again, it may not be for everybody. I'm just sharing my own personal experience. But for me, there's parts that I'll share in this episode, and there's parts that I won't share in this episode that I want to keep very close in my heart. And if you have questions, like, drop into my DMs at any time, or whatever platform we use to communicate on. Over on Instagram is where I connect with a lot of people, and I absolutely love that platform, over at Mallory Campbell. If you want to dive a little bit deeper and you have specific things that you want to talk about, my DMs are always open. And that sounds kind of lame saying that, but, like, truly. But with that being said, go down to Austin. I have a two-day back-to-back and a beautiful experience night one, beautiful experience night two, where I got to sit and experience so much with dear friends. And I'm not going to go into that, because that's a very sacred space that I want to leave just for that experience itself, because it really is sacred. And I don't want to chat and bring in anything else with other energies in it. I just want to make this about my own experience outside of that. So coming into Friday, it was Wednesday, Thursday. Coming into Friday, I'm, you know, I wake up like normal, and I usually feel a little tired, kind of like a hangover sometimes. I know other people who don't feel that way. For me, I know how my body responds the next day. Drink a lot of water, you know, a lot of electrolytes, and really just give my body some rest, some space, start to process and start to integrate. And it's usually a beautiful experience. And this particular time, I felt like I got hit by a bus that morning. So we did a little integration, and then I went back to bed for probably 5 hours, woke up in the evening, and was like, there's something that's not right here. And I did a form of medicine the night before, which I've done countless times. And it's a very specific medicine. There's parts of ayahuasca in there. And with that, and another medicine as well. And I haven't sat with Aya by herself with the grandmother teacher of all. I have not done that yet. But I've experienced bits and pieces with this type of medicine, just in a very, very small amount, a small dose. And again, this was not my first time, but this third night, no medicine. I'm sitting there and I wasn't by myself and I'm sitting there with friends and my vision starts to go a little bit. And I'm like, at this point, my whole body is shaking. I'm feeling a little nauseous. And when I'm looking at the walls and I'm looking at, you know, things in the room, like I was starting to see double vision, like things were multiplying. And I would see, you know, some shadows and patterns and my hearing, I'd get like these noises in my ears. And when I'd close my eyes, I was starting to see like a bunch of bright colors and neon colors in my eyes. And I'm like, something isn't right here. Nobody else is feeling this way. I'm like, this is really off than what I've ever felt before. And so I go into the bathroom. I'm trying to, you know, purge this out of my system. I'm like, can I just get this to move? It wasn't moving. I get up, you know, at this point, Jeremy's with me and my husband. And, you know, he's like, whatever you need, like, let's sit with this. Let's really kind of, you know, figure out what's going here. Not that we were trying to logically figure it out. We were just honoring what's happening at this point. I go upstairs, I get in the shower, rinsing off. And at this time in the night, like, I'm needing assistance to get into the shower, which is also a bathtub, but into the shower, you know, letting the warm water hit my body. I go back into the bedroom and I lay down and my body just starts to shake and my breathing, I don't know if I can do it here and get it across the audio here, but like when I would breathe in and breathe out, it was like, I don't know if you can hear that, but it was like, if you're really cold and you were shivering, that's the type of volume that it was like, I couldn't take a deep enough breath. And when I did, it would come out like all broken up like that. And I'm like, okay, this is not right. And at this point, my whole body is like shaking to the point I have no control over this. My legs are shaking. Everything is tense. My fingers are tense. My legs are tense. The next morning after, I'm going to walk you through the whole night, but my whole body was sore the next day. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what's happening and what we ended up realizing, I'll share towards the end, of really what was happening with my body. And I've never felt so, I don't want to use the word out of control, because I knew I was still there. I'm still here. Like my physical body is here, but I was just at a loss because I've never experienced this big of an experience before, to where I'm really used to moving energy through my body. My body and my mind will kind of tell me what things are as it moves internally through me, or this feeling comes up here, or this thing is stuck over here. And I'm like, oh, I know exactly what this is and I know how to work it through my body. At this point, I'm like, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. I am so uncomfortable. And this isn't like the type of discomfort that's like, you grow from your discomfort. Like, I am physically in pain. And this is so funny. I was telling some of my friends, I can't believe I'm sharing this on this podcast. So I feel like we're all friends now. I'm very, very fortunate to have amazing people who listen into the podcast. And, you know, even sharing this is probably, I shouldn't say probably, this is, is that as I'm sitting here, I'm working through a lot of thoughts. I'm like, this is the most vulnerable thing I've ever shared on a podcast. And I know people share stuff like this all the time. And it's a big deal. Like, I'm sitting in a little discomfort now, nothing like I was 2 weeks ago. But I'm like, oh my gosh, am I actually sharing this on this platform? Because I've shared this with really close friends of mine, you know, and talking about it, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna record a podcast on it. And I really want people to hear this. And now that I'm doing it, I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I really saying this? Am I really gonna put this out there? Because this is vulnerability at a completely new level for me. Because like I said, I take these experiences they're very sacred. Like, this is not usually something that I chat openly about in this type of way. But because this was such a personal experience for me and myself, that I really want to bring this into this space if somebody needs to hear this, because I truly believe when you can share these things and you're open and vulnerable, and when you're working with people in this realm and in this space, that you can only take people and support people as deep as you've gone. And being able to feel this range of emotion, and I may not get into all the details of everything that I felt, but I will say that I truly believe that I experienced and felt every single emotion that was humanly possible in one night. Besides maybe euphoria and like ecstatic joy, because that's not what I was feeling. Like the range of emotions to the depth of my soul, my body was telling me it's time to feel these things, and I was not prepared. I've gone in with intentions and I'm like, yeah, I really want to feel these things. And it's like, holy shit. Number one, what did I ask for? Number two, what is my body showing me right now? Because I have never felt this way in my entire life. And so I get out of the shower, I'm laying in the bed and, you know, my body's shaking. I'm seeing shit on the walls. I'm seeing patterns everywhere. Lights are flashing in, you know, all over the place. There's shadows moving. And I'm like, at this point, I'm starting to get a little like scared. And as I was telling people this earlier this week, I'm like, I've never been this afraid in my life. And I've never been in this much pain emotionally, physically. Yes, I was physically in pain, but more so emotionally, I was just out of sorts. I was like, towards the end of the night, meaning like the entire night I was awake, I was like a manic person. And I've had two babies. I have had my first baby with no pain medication at all. And so I know pain, okay? If mostly, I can't imagine many men listeners are listening. So if you're a woman listening to this and you've had kids, if you've done it without any sort of medication, even if you've done it with medication, like your body's physically stretching out, pushing a human out of it. Like, I don't care if you've had medication, if you've had C-section, I don't care what you've done. If you've birthed children, you know that level of pain. And I'm sitting there and I'm telling my husband this. I'm like, this doesn't even compare to giving birth. That's the amount of pain and discomfort that I was sitting in. And I didn't know what was happening. So if you can imagine your body just going into this convulsion, this reaction, this uncontrollable shaking in what it was feeling like. And because I've never sat with Aya before, like I mentioned, but it felt like there was a snake that was inside my body, like trying to rattle and shake its way out. And that's the only way that I can that's the only way I can describe it. If you've ever sat with any kind of medicine, your intuition, at least for me, my intuition is so strong that your body just knows. It knows what's happening. It gives you the messages, you receive these downloads. And I'm like, there is something internally happening right now that I have no control over. I can't logically think my way out of this. My body is just in some sort of reaction and response that I have no control of. And so I'm laying there, I'm just like uncontrollably shaking. And again, this is where I left off, that I can't believe I'm sharing this on this podcast. Oh, I had to pee so bad. And if you guys have ever felt like you've had to pee, but you just can't get it out, that was my entire night. Okay. Like if you're trying to fall asleep, you know, and you're like, oh man, I got to pee, but I don't want to get up. And finally you get up and you're like, oh, you got the pee out and you feel so much better. Well, I couldn't get it out. So I would walk to the bathroom. I'd have my husband help me to the bathroom. And he's, you know, completely normal person, just being there and witnessing me, you know. And of course, he's a normal person, but he was just there supporting me. And he walks me to the bathroom and I'm, you know, trying to pee and I can't pee. And I'm getting so frustrated. Like I'm at the point where I'm like, and this was early in the night, like when I laid down, it was probably maybe 10 o'clock. I don't know. I don't have any concept of time of this night. Guessing it was around 10. So this was maybe 1 or 2 hours in and I'm trying to pee, can't pee, walk back to the bed, lay back down and my body just can't relax. And I'm going through this cycle and I just can't surrender into it. And I'm doing everything in my power to allow my body to relax. And I just can't. Like it was physically impossible. And I'm going through this and I'm like, body, please just surrender in this space. Like it's okay to drop in and like allow yourself to relax. And my nervous system was just so overstimulated at this time that it wasn't happening. So I'm like, all right, maybe another hour passes. Again, no concept of time. I'm just trying to like map it out in my head for the events that happened that night. I'm like, maybe it makes sense. It was half hour later. I have no idea. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go try to pee again. Get up and try to pee. At this point, I can't walk on my own. I need complete assistance to be able to go into the bathroom. And like walking in this state was like, I don't drink often. I actually have a little glass of organic, non-toxic, sulfate-free wine sitting next to me right now. But I don't drink often, and I don't drink, you know, to get wasted. And I don't care if anyone out there does. I'm just sharing my own personal experience. Sometimes I like to have a little glass of non-toxic, sulfate-free wine, right? The Aveline brand, one of my favorites, okay? Find it at like Kroger, Target, or wherever you shop. And so the best way I could describe it is like if you were so, and now again, I've had my time when I was younger, right? I used to love to go out. So I know the feeling. So I'm like, the best thing that I could describe to somebody who wasn't me going through this experience is that it was like you were so wasted and you can't, your vision is just like going in and out and you have no stability. Like you can't, I couldn't physically walk on my own without collapsing and falling down. And so I go into the bathroom, I sit down, still nothing. And I'm just so frustrated at this point. And I'm so like, I was almost manic. And I kept asking my husband, I'm like, do I need to like be like taken somewhere? Like, am I going to be okay? Because this is not normal. This is not okay. And I slide off the toilet and he's sitting on the floor with me and I just end up putting my head in his lap and I was hit with a level of sadness that I don't know if I've ever allowed myself to feel. And when I say sadness, I mean like down to my bones, my DNA, my cells, down to the deepest level in my body and in my soul, a sadness that I have not allowed myself ever to feel. And it took me back to when my oldest was about 6 to 8 months old. We had some family stuff, separation in my family. So it started there. And then my body worked itself back to when I was really young. And The cool thing about being able to tap into this level of yourself is that you'll get hit, or at least I'll share from my experience, I'll get hit with this feeling and then it'll send me back. Okay, I was 27 and then I get to feel as if I was 20. It's like inner child work on steroids, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is the age that I am. This is the age that I'm feeling this. And it took me like to like gut-wrenching pain. I haven't let myself feel, express, or be witnessed in that amount of pain and tears. I don't think in my entire life, because I've been the person who was always like two things. Like if I was either sad, I would go away and then handle my sadness alone. Or I would just not allow myself to feel that level of sadness or pain or whatever it is. So in this moment, I'm laying there and I just start hysterically, uncontrollably crying. And I knew what it was. I knew what it was telling me. And I knew what my body and my younger version of self was bringing awareness around. And I just sat there, the most raw, vulnerable state that I have ever been in. Not even like this is, I haven't even been this vulnerable on my own, let alone being witnessed by my husband. And I just, there was no going back. Like when this hit, there wasn't like, oh, maybe you should stop and turn this off because this is too much. It was like, I've been waiting for you and I've been waiting for this. No matter how painful it is, like it fucking hurt. Like it hurt bad, like so bad. And in those moments, I wasn't able to see like hindsight because I just wanted it to end. And, you know, Jeremy, my husband, like, oh my God, so amazing. You know, he's just like, this is such a beautiful experience that you're able to experience this. And in that time, I'm like, fuck this. Like, no, it's not. This is the worst, you know, manic person going through this experience. And I allowed myself for the first time to feel all of the pain that I've been holding and storing within my body, because again, your body holds these things, no matter how much mindset work you do and talk therapy and all the things, which I love all those things, but also it was stuck and it wasn't moving out that way, right? So now my body is like, okay, it's time, here we go. And out comes this outpour, just like, and I wasn't holding anything back. Like I wasn't trying to, we had friends, you know, we're staying at a friend's house and I wasn't trying to be quiet. Like I wasn't trying to be an a-hole and wake people up at all, but I didn't have any concept of like, maybe I should be quieter. Maybe I shouldn't express this emotion. My body was just in the most raw, vulnerable state. And it's like, you are ready. This is time. And I was talking through it as these things were coming up and I was fighting internally a little bit of that, should I say this thing? Am I going to be judged for this? Like, I don't want somebody to feel bad for me saying this. But there was only a hint of that. And my body just started spilling all this stuff out. And I'm not going to go into super detail about what it was, but a lot of my relationships growing up, things with my parents, just a lot of internal stuff. And my body kind of worked its way back from this age to younger. And as I was laying there, I almost transformed into like this 5-year-old version of myself that I just allowed myself to be held without fighting it. And looking back now was one of the most healing things that I could have ever done for myself in the moment. Not happy about it because it was hard and painful. But now looking back, and that lasted, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half, again, no concept of time. But my body, I allowed it just to process through and work its way through and hit those centers of my body. And it just came out instead of energetically purging, like vomiting. That's my usual go-to. It came out in just this wave of emotion and sadness and tears and like hysterical energy that I just was like, okay, we're doing this. And again, don't know how long that lasted, but after my body felt like it had enough release, I was able to talk through some of it. Again, still not being very cohesive, no logic here, just I don't know how else to explain it than I was just out of my mind at this point. Like it was probably midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. I don't know. And so I'm like, okay, I experienced that. I'm like, maybe that's what my body needed to release. And maybe I will kind of start to come back to myself a little bit. Still no. Nope. Didn't happen. I'll spoiler alert. None of that happened until wee hours of the night into the morning. But I walk back into the bedroom. Lay there for, you know, X amount of time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go try to pee again. And at this point, again, can't walk, have no stability to lift my own body. I need help walking. Go into the bathroom. Nothing happens. And I start to walk back. And then as I'm walking into the bedroom, I don't remember any of this. My body collapses and I fall to the ground. I fall like on my knees apparently, and then, you know, fall down. And Jeremy had to lift me back into the bed. And then he's on top of me at this point, making sure I'm breathing. Again, I was breathing. There's no need to, you know, call it like I'm okay. I'm not, you know, literally dying. I felt like I was dying. So we didn't need medical attention or anything like that. And if you're listening to this and you're like, girl, you're crazy. Why did you call an ambulance? Like I would have had that hit of like, I need to go somewhere. But it was just like, my body is processing this shit. And so he's on top of me and he's like, you know, saying my name. And I come to and it felt like I was sleeping for like 2 to 3 hours that I was just like gone in dreamland, like in this beautiful, relaxed state. And I come back and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I haven't been that scared in a really long time because I didn't know what was happening. I had to ask multiple times, like, I'm afraid to close my eyes. Like, just keep watching me because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that, you know, maybe I won't wake up. I don't know. And I'm saying that lightly now, but it was very real at that time. And which is why I started this episode with like my death and rebirth, because that cycle happened 3 more times. And I'll get to the last one shortly. I was telling this to my friends and they're like, oh my God. And that's why I share this experience, as it was truly a death and rebirth, because the last two nights of sitting in ceremony, I processed through some major stuff, and big stuff was coming up and being worked through. And I could see threads of things that connected in different people and what my body was holding, and just energetically what I was ready to start letting go of, and who I work with, and the facilitators I'm with, like how they were able to navigate and help me and guide me as to like, this is this thing moving and I'm going to support you and moving it through. And it was just some really big stuff that I was moving through and processing. And so at this point on this third night, no medicine, whatever's reacting in my body and reactivating, I don't know, that it was like my physical body, the meat suit that we're in, right? It couldn't handle all of the stuff that I was moving through at such a rapid pace in two nights, that it just was like an overload is what it felt like. And this is what, you know, people we work with are like, this is most likely what's happening. You're okay. She's going to be okay. Like her body is just on overload. And it was just that energy that was moving through my body, the trauma that was being released and awareness that was being brought to it. And it was like my body was just on overload, because I have gone through life in 36 years of, I mean, you know, now I've done a lot of this type of work and somatic work over the last 2 years. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff has been moving in the last 2 to 3 years in my body. But prior to that, like I've been going through life with the same or similar coping mechanisms and ways of handling things and processing things and avoiding things or having anxiety around this. And just like, it's been the same type of patterns that play out. And maybe you can relate to that, you know, that however old you are, you get very familiar and comfortable with processing things the same way, right? For a very long time. And now my body was so overloaded with doing things in a different way and really starting to process stuff, not just shove it down anymore, that my body was in like a full reactive state of like, we don't know what to do with this. We're on overload. We're on overdrive. We have so much stuff coming in and so much stuff going out that like it had to recalibrate itself is basically what it was feeling like. And how I can best describe it is like, as I was laying there shaking, the shaking still has not subsided, is like I could almost see and feel the decoding and recoding on a cellular DNA level. And again, not for everybody, this experience that I'm talking about, that's okay. It's my experience. It's mine. And that's truly what it was, is like the old stories and beliefs and patterns and things my body has been holding and storing for 36 years was being shaken to its core, working its way out of my body and starting to recode itself with new ways of being, new ways of reacting, new ways to open me up in experiences. Like I'm still me. I'm still the same person. I'm not like a different human at this point, but it was a whole new way of like showing myself, this is where we're going. And in order to go here, we have to start releasing this shit. And so my body was on overload. It didn't know how to react and respond. So my body is physically being shaken out like a snake inside. Like I could feel it like almost like slithering inside, like along my spine, into my tailbone, like in my, like right along that, those centers of your body. And I'm just like shaking this stuff out of my body, right? Breath, sound, movement, like way to move energy through the body. My body just started like uncontrollably shaking. And this was happening almost the entire night, that I would just lay there shaking and breathing and allowing these things to move through in the most unfucking comfortable way ever. Like this wasn't just like, oh, let me just breathe through it. I'm like, am I dying? Like, that's the question that I kept asking, is like, am I actually dying? And to answer that question now, yes, parts of myself did die and parts of myself were reinvented and reborn in a way, like, not that I'm, you know, take that however you want, but like parts of myself died. And those parts I had to, and this is one of the most hardest parts, is show those parts so much love and compassion. And when I was sitting on the bathroom floor, I would have these like inner child moments and visions that I would see myself and feel myself and become that version of myself. And I was fighting it for a really long time because Jeremy's like, can you show those parts like so much compassion for doing what she did and who she was? And at that moment, I was like, I can't, like, it hurts so bad. Like, I can't give that to myself right now. Like, I was going through so much of the guilt and the shame and the hurt and the pain that it took me, however long we were on that bathroom floor, to like go through that cycle. Because when you're working with guilt and shame, moving through those feelings, like showing those parts compassion and love, that's one of the ways to move through it. But sometimes you're just not ready. And I really had to do that dance between, oh my gosh, like seeing that age version of myself. And if you can picture that, like if you can visualize yourself at whatever age you are as a child, and the things that, and the emotions that she was feeling and experiencing in the situation, it's like, oh my gosh, like I couldn't, when I first started to go inward in that visualization and in that experience, that it was so painful. And it just came out in tears and sadness. And I had to, my husband is the absolute greatest because he is the best support to have in that situation, because there is no guilt or shame or judgment. It's just like, I'm here to witness this. And he talked me through a lot of it to where I was able to hold myself in that light through a lot of conversation and a lot of processing and a lot of deep work in those moments when I was on the floor. And going through this experience, like, you know, losing consciousness a couple times, and, you know, it was so hard and so painful, and I wanted nothing more for that to end in those moments. But this was now we're kind of like coming into probably 4 in the morning, maybe, that I'm still not able to fall asleep. I was sleeping the entire day before this too. So like, I literally slept 10 hours during the day. So I'm like so exhausted. My head is pounding at this point. Like, I remember laying there and all of a sudden, like, my body had like some kind of release where it was just like, it was all tense, and then something clicked and my body relaxed a little bit, but then my head started pounding. Like, I don't know if you've ever had migraines, it was very similar to that. Or if you've ever, and this is kind of dramatic, but if you've ever like thrown up so much that when you come up, like your head is just like throbbing, that's what it felt like. And I'm like, what the hell? Come on, like another thing. And so I just kept telling Jeremy next to me, I'm like, you know, make sure I don't die, like make sure I'm okay. And he falls asleep, and I know he's, you know, I'm safe, he's safe, but I'm just like, okay, he fell asleep, I'm gonna try to go to the bathroom one more time by myself. Because at this point, it was like when you're laying in bed and you know you have to pee, but you kind of push it because you're like, I think I can maybe fall asleep, and you can't because it's like that feeling is on your bladder. And I'm laying there, I'm like, I just gotta get this out. I gotta get it out so I can fully start to relax. And again, sharing this on the podcast, I'm like, maybe. And I feel like, you know what? This level of vulnerability, we're going there, because this is the kind of shit I want to hear from people. Like, I want to hear your real stuff. And if people come to me and they're like, oh, you're whatever. And I'm like, well, maybe my ultimate surrender is just going to be like, you're just going to have to pee while you're laying here. And I'm like, talking this through with my husband, and he's like, yeah, it's whatever. Like, if that's what you have to do, you're going to do it, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be wonderful. And there was like no judgment. I'm like, I don't want to pee in the bed. Like, please, I just don't. But I'm like, is that going to be the ultimate lesson? Is I have to surrender enough and just lay here and fall asleep and pee? So now he's, you know, drifting off into sleep or just like relaxing next to me. And I'm like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this myself. Like, who does that? Don't know. I have nothing to compare it to. And so I'm like, all right, I'm contemplating this in my head for a few minutes. And I'm like, I'm going to swing my legs off the bed by myself. And I'm going to crawl my ass into the bathroom. If it's the last thing I do, I am going to pee. And I get up and I kind of stumble my way. The bathroom is literally directly next to the room that we were in. And like literally stumbling my way, like out of my fucking mind at this point, like truly like a manic person, Like I was just like a cave woman is what I felt like to describe it. Like that's why I was sitting there on the toilet. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like my hair is a mess. Like my lashes are all stuck together. I'm like, haven't brushed my hair in like a day. I don't know what I'm wearing. And I'm just like in there and I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm like, please, for the love of God, just get this pee out of my body. And I end up falling over. He comes and gets me because, again, no recollection. I just kind of like lean off the toilet and he's like, what are you doing? And comes and grabs me and he like carries me back to bed. And at this point I'm laying here and I'm just like looking at these neon patterns and shapes on the walls. And again, I haven't sat with Aya by itself, but it's all the shapes and the patterns that you see. Like our tattoo artist from Brazil that we brought in, they're very similar detailed patterns. Like I have one on my arm, I have one on my back, and Jeremy's whole arm is very similar patterns. And I'm laying here just shaking in discomfort and pain. And like my body is just trying to process. And I'm just like so scared and confused and just like in this, I'm like, why is this happening? And I'm shaking and I'm just looking up at the dark ceiling and there's shadows coming in from the moon. And I'm just looking at the ceiling and I just see these neon patterns and shapes that are just like moving around. And it's sometimes like I would hear a noise or like see a shadow and I'm just like, God, please just let this end. Like, let this end. I don't know what the ultimate form of surrender is going to be here. Like, I don't know what you're asking of me, body. And I just had to almost come to the point where I was so physically and mentally exhausted. Now, again, I forgot to mention this in the beginning. I hadn't eaten in like 2.5 days. So yes, this plays a big part. I know I should have led with this, that like, you know, not having a lot of food in your system can definitely play into, you know, hallucinating and dehydrating and all the things. I've had water, but I haven't really eaten a lot, you know, like minimal amounts of food at this point. And I slept. I did a lot of sleeping. And you know, you can survive on just water for a long time. My body likes food all the time. So this was new. And so I'm laying there. I'm just looking at these neon patterns, just like afraid. I'm like, please don't let this be the end, you know? And I'm just laying there and I'm like, God, please just let me relax and surrender enough in my own body to be able to sleep and give my body the rest that it needs. Because at this point I was just like overstimulated and just everything was just hyper aware to feelings and sensations. Like my legs were almost starting to get cramps because I was shaking so intensely, and I'd try to relax but I couldn't physically stop shaking. And finally I got to the point where, and again, I'm leaving out, you know, more details from this story from, you know, it's not going to be eight hour long podcast, but I'm laying there. And finally, as the sun starts to come up, I am like at the point where still haven't peed, but I'm like, okay, body, like you can, let's see if we can do this together. And thank you for allowing me to feel and experience what I did. I may not know why, but I, you know, in time will be even more thankful and grateful for everything that you've showed me you know, really allowing myself to now start to sit into some of that compassion and love for myself, even though I didn't know why or what was happening. And it was like the ultimate form of as much surrender as I could surrender in that time. And finally, I did end up falling asleep at probably 6 or 6:30 in the morning. The sun was starting to come up and I slept the entire day. I took a bath midday. I did wake up, you know, because I was, oh my God, I have never felt this level of heaviness in my body. About 4 to 5 days after this situation, my body had never felt that heavy and anxious. And I was like, am I ever going to come back to being a version of myself that I know? And I did. I'm back. But it took days and I ended up sleeping, you know, I probably slept till, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock that Saturday. Woke up and had him help me into the bath, lay in the bath for 20, 30 minutes, came back out, went right back to bed for a couple more hours. Basically almost slept until the next day. You know, I'd wake up for maybe an hour. I tried to eat a little bit and went right back to bed. And then we had to fly home the next day. But that experience was the most intense thing that I've ever done. And in those moments, I was not grateful. I'll be completely honest. I was like, what the fuck? But now coming and looking at it 2 weeks later, you know, to be able to reflect and look back in really, and I may not have a full understanding for a really long time or ever what specifically was going on with my body and what was happening. But what I do know intuitively that I can't ignore, because, you know, that intuition level, like when you know something is going on with your body, don't ignore it, because it's giving you these nudges and these hints. And like, if you're getting messages and downloads, like dropping into you, like, don't ignore those things. Because I could have easily been like, oh, it's just, I'm getting sick, or like, oh, it's just like, no, like I had to fully lean in and was like, okay, we're doing this. Also didn't have a choice, but like, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me? What are we processing through? And even if I didn't know what or why, like, my body was showing me something, and we're going to go with it, because I've ignored so many things and feelings and emotions for so long that I'm like, the only way out is through, right? Like, I had to go through this. I didn't choose this. I know, you know, now I did choose to sit in ceremony and go through these things. But this level, like, there was no like, oh, third day, like, let's have a little extra fun. No, it was like, not that I would ever do that anyway, but there was no like, let's see how more we can push it. Like, I didn't choose that. I chose my, you know, intentions. I chose to go and do this level of work, of course. But I wasn't like, okay, let's go through the, you know, most challenging, difficult, most painful part of your life. In a sense, like, I showed my body that I was ready for it. But now looking back was one of the most profound experiences. And I was telling somebody else too this week, or I don't remember what I don't know. Maybe it was on Instagram or sharing it with a friend. But I was like, this stuff happens to everyone else but me. Like, there's no way that I could have an experience of this magnitude, because that's like other people's stuff. Like, why me? You know, like, I've heard other people share on podcasts or on talks about these big moments in their life. And I'm like, what is it going to take for me to get one of those? Like, I want one of those come to Jesus moments, you know, where it's like something happens and it flips the switch and it's like, whoa. Well, got one of those. And now I'm like, holy shit, this isn't just for everybody else. Like, I am worthy of having deep embodied experiences in this life. It's not just for other people. And maybe if you're hearing this, maybe you have thought a similar thing of like, that's great for everybody else. And of course, everyone else can tap into these things, but like, not me. And so if you've ever had that thought, like, let me know if you've had that thought, because I thought I was like alone in that. Like, everyone else gets to do all the cool shit. And now I've been through something like that, and holy shit, it was intense. And it's only been 2 weeks, so I am still processing. I am still integrating, and I will be for a very long time. This isn't something that all of a sudden it's like, oh, a switch flips and like, I'm good. Like, this is something that I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life. And I would love to drop in and have conversations. And if you have questions, or maybe you've had a similar experience that you just want to share with somebody who understands, even if it's not the same like modalities, but you've had big moments in your life that you are ready to talk about, or just start to, you know, just start to talk about or start to process, or really have that level of connection just with another human that can hold that for you. Because now I've been in the place where I've been able to witness that in other people, but now I've had that mirrored and I've been witnessed in that space as well. And that is one of the most powerful healing modalities and forms that you can have, is being witnessed in all of these things, in all of these ways. And I would just love to open that line of communication if you're feeling called or pulled or whatever it may be, just to reach out and we can open that conversation. So I want to thank you. And again, there's going to be so much more coming from this experience. That was just, you know, the story of the standalone thing that happened. But there's going to be more coming from this. And this is going to be, you know, beautifully woven into a lot of my teachings and conversations and, you know, anything, because it's a part of me now. And I believe that that's part of your message, you know, what you've been given and the gifts that you have and the situations that you go through. It becomes part of you, and I am forever changed. And now I can look back and just sit in a lot of gratitude, even though it was fucking hard and terrifying and painful. But now I'm like, oh shit, I did that. Like, I experienced that. I survived. That sounds a little dramatic, but like, I got through it. I got through it, and I came out on the other end, a different, better, embodied version of myself. So yeah, thank you for listening. This was a longer episode than our usual solo episode. So thank you for listening. If you made it all the way through this episode, or maybe you split it up into a couple parts. I know I listen to longer episodes in a couple parts sometimes, but thank you so much. And thank you for listening to a lot of this, because it's very, very sacred to me. It truly is. And to be able to open up and share it in this way, in this platform, with this community, it means a lot for me. It's a big deal to me. So yeah, I'm sending so much gratitude for tuning in and dropping into this episode. And I would love to connect in any sort of way. And I feel like it's, you know, I will mention I have a lot of containers and retreats and things coming. But yeah, I would just love to open that line of communication. So thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.